listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with a national news briefing. Relief is on the way for 1 million Aussie families. The federal government has this morning passed legislation for cheaper childcare after giving amendments from the Senate the okay. Education Minister Jason Clare says it'll help the hip pockets of so many.
The average Australian family on a combined income of about $120,000, that will cut the cost of early education and care for them by about $1,700 a year. It makes it easier for parents, in particular for mothers, to be able to return to paid work.
Meantime, a Senate inquiry handed down a report on the Industrial Relations Bill last night, recommending small businesses with 20 or less employers should be allowed to opt out of multi-employer bargaining. Australia is edging closer to a global warming maximum we don't want to surpass. A report out today shows our country is 1.47 degrees hotter than more than 100 years ago, just shy of a worldwide max of 1.5. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the government is acting.
Through programs like making electric vehicles cheaper, we've got a target of 82% renewable energy into our energy grid by 2030. All of these things will help Australia play its part in keeping global warming below 1.5 degrees.
And the mystery behind a viral video of sheep walking in a circle for 12 days in China appears to have been solved. A scientist says the repetitive behaviour was likely due to frustration of being in a pen. Australia has gone down to France 4-1 in the FIFA World Cup. While the Socceroos aren't the only national side that were in action this morning, the Aussie tennis side has beaten the Dutch to make the semi-finals of the Davis Cup. Alex de Minaur came from behind to win the decisive match, the Demon giving credit to teammate Jordan Thompson, who was a late call-up to the squad.
Oh, it feels great. It was a hell of a fight. Jordan Thompson came out here, played his heart out. He really inspired me to go out here and leave it all out there.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.